TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Sherman A. Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman. Got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Bodkins, the home of the Trojans. The Bodkins girls entertain the Fort Loramie Redskins. Should be a fine game here tonight. Both clubs unbeaten in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins 4-1 overall, 2-0 in league play. Fort Loramie 4-0 overall, 3-0 in league play. The Bodkins defeated Coldwater and Anna on the road, 45-43 and 46-38 respectively. Knocked off Jackson Center by 13. Clobbered Waynesfield Goshen 59-22. The only loss to Midwest Athletic Conference foe New Knoxville, a tall and talented club. That was a 41-25 count. The defending state champ Fort Loramie girls defeated Miami East 50-24. Rushi 48-37. Jackson Center 58-14. And Anna, a game we covered most recently last Saturday, 49-25 at the Redskins gym. Interesting matchup tonight at Fort Loramie's pressure against Bodkins, led by Carmen Euchre. She's at 17 points a game. Out in front of Fort Loramie scoring, Ava Schultes 11, Colleen Brandewee at 10, and Riley Heitkamp just under 8. Avery Brandewee's at 7 points a game, Ava Turner at a little over 7, Skylar Albers at plus 5. Well-rounded scoring for Fort Loramie. A key, I think, tonight, Chuck, is that Carmen for Bodkins has got to get good support. She needs assistance in the scoring column.
She does, but at the same time, I think she needs to put, if she can't put 20 points on the board for him tonight, it could be a long night for him. But she does need help. She's not going to be able to do it by herself.
Well, she pumped in 20 in the Bodkins Anna game we covered at Anna a week ago. She drilled in 20 points, leading the Bodkins girls to an 8-point win over Anna on the road on that night. It should be a fine game. If Fort Loramie wins tonight, it can say here early in the first half of round one of the Shelby County Athletic League that it's beaten Bodkins, Anna, and Rushi, all three at the start.
Yeah, and that's a good start for them. You know Loramie's going to be an outstanding basketball team. They haven't really done a lot of pressing in the games we've watched, because I don't think that Coach Siegel thinks that they're quite deep enough yet. But as these two freshmen start getting more time, I think she's going to be back to playing 10, 11, 12 girls and just pressuring all over the floor. We might see a little bit of that tonight.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight's big game also offers important building components for Fort Loramie. It's press, turn Bodkins over whenever possible, and lean on the seniors, Colleen Brandewee, Ava Schultes, and Riley Heitkamp for scoring. Bodkins has got to get a big night from Carmen Euchre. That is all there is to it. She's got to push that 20 mark, as we have noted. Remember, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency, much like the Fort Loramie and Bodkins girls here tonight. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Bodkins is on the road at Rushi on Saturday. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie plays at rival Minster from the MAC on Saturday. We will be there to cover that game. And don't forget, tomorrow night, the Fort Loramie boys entertain the Anna Rockets. It will be our first look at Fort Loramie. Chuck, you've seen Anna. Fort Loramie shot poorly, losing to Rushi in its opening league fray, then turned around and whipped Fairlawn by 20 two nights ago.
Well, I was talking to Brian Albers, and he was at that Rushi game, and he said they shot 16%. Yep. They were 0 for 15 shooting threes and 4 or 6 for 29 from twos.
Wow.
And you're going to lose a lot of games that way. Now, Anna, they came out and they played a really good first half against Botkins. But the second half, Botkins really turned it on. So it's the same old thing, though. You got Finkenbein. You better guard him when he gets off the bus. And they got a little boy. They got some talent. Ambus is a good shooter. You better guard him. So I think it's going to be a good basketball game.
As I recall, last year in the Anna at Fort Loramie game, Rockets got off to a hot start, shot the three well early, and then hung on after building a double-digit lead, won by two or three possessions against Fort Loramie in the game 1 year ago at the Redskins gym. It should be a tight game tomorrow night. Fort Loramie boys entertain New Bremen on Saturday night. New Bremen lost recently to St. Mary's. New Bremen's got a regional Division IV team, a regional attorney club. Right. They may very well play in the Northwest region. I hope that's the case. Might not be to be determined yet, but very possible clubs like New Bremen, Botkins could be vying for regional appearances in the Northwest and Southwest, respectively.
Right. And you look at it, you just wonder who's making these decisions and why does it take them until halfway through the season to tell anybody that that's what they're doing.
JV game tonight won by the Fort Loramie girls, who are improving.
Yes.
Bill Barhorst has that team playing very good basketball. They rolled over the Botkins girls here tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffena, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have been conceived here on scoresbroadcast.com without the support and assistance from Lacal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECUR Com, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. In just a matter of 20 or 30 seconds, we will have a one-minute radio station break. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. In Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Cell Phone Shop, and I can attest to the service and skill. It is outstanding. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton, Harshman Road. That's an extension of Needmore. If you've got a mobile phone glitch, we're the fix. The cell phone shop, North Dayton, at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore southeast. It extends right into Harshman. Mention Scores Broadcast at the cell phone shop and get 15% off. That's 937-567-0878. 567-0878. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, speaker, home button, unlock service, even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. Mention Scores Broadcast, get 15% off. The cell phone shop, 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. 1 minute, a 1 minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're here at Bodkins. Girls high school basketball tonight. Fort Loramie on the road at Bodkins. We've got the starting lineups and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Botkins. Introduction of our starting lineups for the Botkins girls, the home team. Camden Paul, 5'2 sophomore. Melanie Maurer, a 5'6 sophomore. Carmen Euchre, a 5'5 senior. Boston Paul, a 5'6 senior. And Aaliyah Johnson, a 5'8" senior. That's the opening five for the Botkins girls, coached by Brittany Butler in her first year here at Botkins. Phil Groves, who had coached the girls for 3 years, moved to the varsity boys, as we all know. Brittany Butler was hired. She did some coaching in the Dublin system. She's an Elmore High School graduate from up around Bowling Green. Was a fine basketball player there, 15 points a game her senior year, second team All-League. She knows the game. I tell you what, Chuck, she did a nice job in coaching and leading Botkins to that road win over Anna that we saw firsthand.
Oh, yeah, she does a nice job. I mean, she's got five pretty good basketball players. They develop some depth, and I like the fact of all the years I coached, the last 4 years I moved over and coached girls, and I made sure that I had a woman assistant, because I think on girls basketball, especially in high school, you need a woman on your staff, and she does an outstanding job.
Well said. 23-year head coach Carla Siegel for Fort Loramie. Redskins will put the pressure on, and Botkins must cope with it. Don't need a flawless game, but boy, if Botkins can limit the turnovers to what, 15 to 20, Chuck, that would be, well, it'd be a great job, wouldn't it?
And it depends on when and how you turn it over also. If they're turning it over for layups, 15's a lot.
Right. Starting lineup for Fort Loramie, Colleen Brandewee, 5'7 senior. Ava Turner, 5'8 junior. Riley Heitkamp, a 5'8 senior at the point. Ava Schultes in the middle, a 5'10 senior. And Kara Meyer, 5'8 senior wing player, opening five for Fort Loramie. Redskins 4-0. Botkins so far this year 4-1. Fort Loramie won the tip, missed a shot inside. Ava Schultes got the rebound and stuck it in. Good play by Ava. She was right there, right place, right time. Did the offensive glass work. Ball hung on the rim and dropped through. Quickly up the floor is Botkins. It is Euchre, baseline left to a teammate. Johnson open. Nice shot from 10. Oh, it did everything but go in. Rimmed around, fell out. Quickly down the floor comes Fort Loramie. Baseline right. What a head fake by Ava Turner, who hits a 10-footer.
Yeah, got the defender off her feet, and she took it right then and stopped where she needed to.
Well
for
done.
The jump shot.
Nicely done by Ava. Good poise as she pulled up. Didn't run into a defender. And made a nice stop shot. Fort Loramie's off and running. Good beginning. 4-0 lead. We played a minute 15. Riley Heitkamp on Carmen Euchre. Goes foul line. She's double teamed, hacked and fouled from behind by Colleen Brandewee.
Yeah, that was the other two officials didn't blow the whistle. That was definitely a foul.
Riley Heitkamp here at the start getting the assignment to follow Carmen Euchre all around. Tell you what, Chuck, as soon as Carmen gets down around the foul line extended, she's going to see a double team, maybe three black shirts.
She is, but I'll tell you what, she is so strong. I mean, she's got, you can see this really strong legs.
Yep.
And she gets into the lane, and she can take a body and still get the ball up on the rim. She's a good basketball player.
And you know what, Chuck? She's got the ball on a string. It stays glued to the fingertips.
Yep, yep. She's a good basketball player.
Now, Carmen Euchre calmly tossed in two free throws. It's Fort Loramie 4, Botkins 2, and then the Redskins make a pass from the top of the circle, open player below the backboard, but it's dropped out of bounds.
Yeah, threw it behind her a little bit.
Carmen Euchre to midcourt, and Fort Loramie's Riley Heitkamp, as I said, has that challenge of going nose-to-nose with Carmen Euchre. Ball given up on the arc to Melanie Maurer. Bounce pass to Johnson outside the arc on the left. Dribbling into the top of the circle, Camden Paul. Being harassed on the play by Meyer, Kara Meyer of Fort Loramie. Here's Camden 25 feet away. We've played a little over 2 minutes, 4-2 Fort Loramie. Botkins maneuvering, taking time off the clock. Milking seconds, trying to run its offense, get a good look.
And the Trojans have not turned it over, still pounding it on the floor, 15 to 20 feet from the rim. Here's Johnson, nearly dragged the pivot foot, threw it to Camden Paul, who lost it, traced it down at side court, dribbles into the top of the circle, hands it behind her on the play to Boston Paul. There's a turnover, an error, sloppy pass into the post. Fort Loramie got it. Redskins in too much of a hurry. Chest pass down the floor, out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't have a prayer.
That's what I've noticed, Chuck, about Fort Loramie offensively so far this year. They want to get things accomplished, maybe too fast for their own good.
Well, they have always turned the ball over a little bit because they run the floor so much. But some of the ones they're turning it over this year are just not good plays, but they're going to get better.
Yep, a little too often unforced. Here's Carmen Euchre posting up in the lane, throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, and it's thrown up there from downtown by Boston Paul. Clangs off the rim, quickly hustling down the floor. It's Fort Loramie barreling in from the right flank, shooting and scoring on the play for the Redskins.
Skylar Albers.
Skylar,
what a good job. She just beat the defense back down the floor.
Nice play by Skylar. And, boy, she was motoring toward the basket. Nobody was going to stop her. On the dead run, nice soft arch off the backboard, rim, it fell through. Bodkins with the ball, down 6-2. Camden Paul inside the arc. Foul line extended left. It missed, no good. Look at the rebound by Johnson. Up, no, but a foul on Fort Loramie. Jump shot by the Trojans almost went down. Aaliyah Johnson, wrestling for the board, was chopped on the shoulder. She's awarded two. 6-2 Fort Loramie. 4:27 left here in the first quarter. Redskins got the last hoop, running the floor after a miscue by Botkins. Foul shot, Aaliyah Johnson swirls around right down through the cylinder. 6-3, couple changes for Fort Loramie, which is in the lead. Victoria Mesher is in. Also on the floor, Avery Brandewee. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, two frosh. 6 feet tall, 5'8 respectively. Second shot, Johnson, too hard. Long board to Turner of Fort Loramie. Fed it backcourt to Riley Heitkamp. Nearly stolen on the play by Botkins, but dug off the floor by Ava Turner. Now to Mesher, 35 feet away. Colleen Brandewee between the rings. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Ball thrown to Mesher at the high post. It hits her foot. It hits her foot and ricochets to midcourt over and back.
Yeah, well, that was a freshman that just threw a bad pass.
Uncharacteristically, a few mistakes here at the outset by Fort Loramie, which does lead 6-3.
Well, this has given the Botkins girls some confidence.
Yes. Yep, a little hope early on, because a lot of teams in 4 minutes against Fort Loramie are behind 10-0 or 10-2.
Yep.
Here's a ball juggled top of the circle by Botkins. Kara Meyer sticks her hand in there, almost swipes it. Botkins gets it back, re-stolen by Fort Loramie. Ava Turner, outlet down the floor to Kara Meyer, missed inside, out of bounds. It is stabbed on the play by Botkins. Fort Loramie will play it in.
Yeah, that was tough. I mean, she laid that right up on the rim, and it just rolled off on her.
6-3 Redskins, ball inbounded right below the rim. It's caught and dropped in point-blank range by Avery Brandewee. I think maybe I could have made that one.
Yeah.
You didn't say that real confidently. 8-3, Fort Loramie up 5, nearly a walk on Botkins. Johnson, top of the circle to Euchre, around one player. She's tripled, feeds it right flank to a teammate. Long three try, Camden Paul short, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor, Avery Brandewee stops, lets it go, foul line. Wow! Makes it! High arching floater, 16-footer, Avery Brandewee, spot on. Timeout, Botkins, and there's that 10-3 lead, Fort Loramie, 3:07 to go in the first on scorersbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio, the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main, new address, 575 East Main for the Jewelry Barn, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum. So many thanks to the staff associates at Francis Schulte and Superior. Bodkins down 7, 2:43 to go first quarter. Straight away, top of the circle, Aaliyah Johnson. Bodkins in the home white. White numbers outlined in black. That sounds odd, but that's the case. Carmen Euchre dribbling. Two players on her. Behind the arc to Camden Paul. No one for Bodkins wants to shoot. Fort Laramie's defense is tighter than a close-fitting glove right now. Here's a blocked three-pointer. How about that? Ava Shouldis blocked the shot. Thrown up there from long range by Bodkins. He then quickly down the floor, Fort Laramie, into the paint area. Ava Shouldis pops it home. Foul called. Score it, plus one.
I'm not sure how she caught that pass. And then, on top of that, she got the ball in the basket. Talking about Laramie's defense and watch it down the floor. All of these girls stare right at the belly button of the person they're guarding. Because you can't fake your stuff. You can fake your hands. You can fake the ball. But you cannot fake the middle of you. And, right. And watch how they stare. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Ava Shouldis knocks down the free throw. That was a nifty three-point play. All of a sudden, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie's up 13-3. Bodkins got off to a pretty good start the first 3 to 4 minutes, but not the last two. They clear out for Carmen Euchre. Dribble drive, baseline right. Great D by Ava Shouldis and Riley Heitkamp. They shut her off. Carmen gave it up, got it back in the paint. She's triple teamed. Fort Laramie claws the ball away. It's on the deck. A scrum for it, and a black jersey comes out of there with it. Fort Laramie on the loose down the floor. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Suffocating defense now being turned up by Fort Laramie. Avery Brandewey 25 feet away. 1:28 to go first quarter. 13-3 Fort Laramie girls. Avery Brandewey down inside Ava Shouldis in traffic. A thicket of players in there.
Wow.
She spins and banks it in. Ava Shouldis, that was marvelous.
The pass kind of got her in trouble and she made one heck of a move.
Three-pointer, Bodkins right wing. Boston Paul, no good. Hit the ring, bounced out of bounds. Foul over the back on Fort Laramie. Boy, last few trips down, Ava Shouldis offensively has made some terrific moves.
Well, she's got 7.
15-3, Fort Laramie up 12, 107 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Bodkins throwing into Euchre in the right corner. Has she gotten a shot yet, Chuck?
No, she got it, the one shot where she got fouled.
Too much dribbling, but Carmen into the lane. No good. Stolen away by Fort Laramie. Quick outlet. Ava Shouldis sprints the floor and lays it through again. 7 straight points by Shouldis. Ava doing a great job for Fort Laramie. Carmen Euchre assisting the three-point shooter, Melanie Maurer. It hits the rim, bounces away, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie. 17-3 Redskins, 35 seconds to go in the first. Ava Shouldis in the paint, on the arc to the jump shooter, and it's thrown in by Ava Turner. Lights out right now for the Fort Laramie girls, 20-3. Chuck, that's about 15, 16 points in the last 3.5 minutes.
They're on quite a roll. That was Colleen Brandewey that hit that.
I'm sorry, Colleen, not Turner.
They look a lot alike.
Euchre baseline right, 10-footer, blocked on the play by Victoria Mesher of Fort Laramie. 6 to go in the quarter. Now to Brandewey through the paint area, driving, spinning, hacked on the arm, and she'll get 2. Colleen Brandewey, number 10, Ava Turner, 11, both in that 5, 7.5-inch area. And do they both have the ponytails tonight?
Of course they do. I think they talk about that. Let's mess up the radio guys.
Do they both wear black road jerseys?
Yes, they do.
Well, yeah.
About the same size. They got, you know, they look a lot alike, and they're both really good basketball players.
First free throw good by Colleen Brandewey. Second one bounces all around, and it drops in. 22-3 Fort Laramie. Who would have thought the Lady Redskins could enjoy a 22-point first quarter 3 or 4 minutes ago? Looked like maybe a 12-point first period. Bodkins hustles down the floor. Carmen Euchre
lets a 40-footer go on the run, off to the right, no good, and the quarter finishes. An amazing start to this game by the Fort Loramie girls, who are on top over Botkins, 22-3 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, you were commenting during the break about Fort Loramie's defensive rotation. It has been stellar.
That's the staple of Carla Siegel's defense. I mean, they trap you, and you think you got two people on you, I'm going to find somebody open. No, you're not.
Well, Carmen Euchre has found the going mighty rough here at the start. Every which way she turns for Botkins, there is a black jersey. Botkins gets the ball to start the second quarter of play, and the ball is fought loose by Fort Loramie, rolling to midcourt. The officials converge, and who will get the ball out of bounds? It stays with White.
It should be Botkins. There was a foul on Botkins that was not called, but the ball was touched by Turner. So,
Fort Loramie girls on quite a run, unofficially, seven straight made baskets by Fort Loramie, which leads 22-3, opening half minute of the second quarter. Here's Camden Paul in the arc, looks in the right corner from Laney Maurer. On top to Carmen Euchre. Here's an open three-pointer. My goodness, it hits the rim four times and hangs on the iron and goes through. Fort Loramie counters. My gosh! A long three-pointer is pumped in by Albers downtown. Boy, Skyler got it. First pass into the forecourt, Chuck. She let it fly. Swish.
She's, again, a very, very confident girl right now.
Eight straight made shots by Fort Loramie, which leads 25-6, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Botkins, taken toward the basket by Boston Paul. Tries to make a pass underneath the backboard. Fort Loramie is right there to intercept. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie after a foul by Botkins. 25-6 in favor of Fort Loramie, which put together about as perfect a final 4 minutes of the first quarter as you could have.
Yeah, and a nice start to the second quarter.
Uh-huh. Fort Loramie has on the floor Albers, who passes off to a teammate, then gets it back, driving to the basket. Skyler kissed it in off the window again. My mistake, it was Avery Brandewey from Skyler Albers. 27-6. It is a clinic right now by the Fort Loramie girls. Here's a three-point shot straight away by Botkins. It is good. Ball rifled in by Boston Paul. Smack dab, top of the circle, of about 6 inches behind the stripe. She buried it to make it 27-9. And then a miscue by Fort Loramie down in the right corner, turning it right back to Botkins. Substitutions Fort Loramie, and they get a round of applause from the Redskins faithful here tonight at the Botkins Gym. 6:13 to go in the second quarter, 27-9 in favor of the Fort Loramie girls. Carmen Euchre, top of the circle. Gives it up left side to a teammate. Now it's thrown high right to Camden Paul. Euchre catches, head of the key, lobbing down below the rim for a teammate. Ball juggled on the floor, ruled a jump. Arrow enables Fort Loramie to get it back. Delaney Pitts, as she checked in for Botkins, I thought I saw a number
12. Well, number 12.
Yep, I thought I saw number 12 out there momentarily. Fort Loramie's got it. Here's a high pass in the corner.
much too high for Skyler Albers to retrieve out of bounds. Two straight possessions, a couple turnovers in a row for Fort Loramie, proving that they will goof up every now and then.
They are humans.
Yes. Well, Botkins has tried to weather this storm from Fort Loramie. Botkins' last 6 points on a couple of made threes. Here's Carmen Euchre, wing right, jump shot blocked. Ava Scholtis got a mid on it. Threw it down the floor to a teammate in the right corner. It's Colleen Brandewey inside to Ava, triple teamed. Now back at the foul line, it's thrown. Here's a jump shot from 17 by Ava Turner, hard off the back rim. Long board to Fort Loramie. Redskins still have it. It's Skylar Albers looking inside. Goes foul line to Colleen Brandewey. Straight away, it's flipped to Riley Heitkamp. Now Scholtis high right, 4:55 to go. Second quarter, 27-9. Fort Loramie girls in the lead. Botkins defense has settled in this possession. Fort Loramie being patient. Foul line extended right, Turner, right corner, Riley Heitkamp around the defender. Blocked on the play, but Botkins tipped out by Ava Scholtis.
Yeah,
that was a good defensive stand.
It was, and Riley got herself in no man's land. She tried to put up a left-handed shot with two defenders on her. That wasn't going to happen.
4:38 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie girls 27, Botkins 9. Fort Loramie entered the game 4-0 overall, 3-0 in SCAL play. Botkins 4-1 overall, 2-0 in Shelby County action. Here is Aaliyah Johnson, top of the circle for Botkins, to Euchre. Hits a teammate in the lane. Ball thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. Overshooting is Melanie Maurer. Long rebound down to Camden Paul. She dives into the lane, tipped away by Fort Loramie, which comes up with the takeaway. 4 minutes left till halftime. 27-9, Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp down the right side, top of the circle, Skylar Albers. Skylar cross court to Riley, picked up a Camden Paul. Pass thrown to Kara Meyer, near side. Skylar straight on, looks inside. Trying to post up is Kara Meyer. Baseline left, Albers. Spin move, nothing there. Coming out to catch, Kara Meyer. She gives it up, gets it back. Left corner, Skyler. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie's offense being stalled here momentarily by good Botkins defense, and head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. 3:28 to go till halftime. 27-9 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them, which are with us every single Fort Loramie game, Redskins games only. Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Posting up in the lane, Colleen Brandewey. Had it slapped away, got it back, shot it, missed it wide right. Rebound, Carmen Euchre Botkins. She pedals up the floor, motors down the lane, all the way to the rack. Got it for two. Beautiful play, Carmen Euchre of Botkins. 27-11, Fort Loramie up 16. Redskins posting up down on the inside. It's Brandewey going to work. Got it for two more, and she's fouled on the shoulder. Avery at 5'7", 5'8", plays bigger than that, Chuck. She's got some nice moves down below the foul line. Only a frosh.
I was going to say, we talked earlier, and I said, boy, the future is bright for her. The future might be this season. That's how good she is.
Uh-huh. Avery and Colleen are sisters. Avery at the stripe. Trying to make the add-on to complete the three-point play. Single free throw is good. And it's 30-11. Fort Loramie up 19. 2:51 to go till halftime. Here is Boston Paul outside the arc. Whips it high right to Melanie Maurer. On the dribble, it's Boston Paul for Botkins, still behind the arc. Looking for a teammate, gives it to her. Uecker finally touches in this possession, weaves her way down the lane, and attracts a two-shot foul. Herky-jerky shot, no good, but she's at the stripe with two.
That was a really nice back cut that time by Uecker. Got the basketball, wasn't going to make the shot, too much pressure, but drew the foul.
Thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Did Uecker miss them both?
Missed them both. Rimmed them. They weren't even close.
Posting up in the lane, Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Body foul committed down low. It goes against Uecker of Botkins. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is up 30-11 with 2:12 to go here in the first half. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, we help you move forward. Long three, try, but Brandwee high in the air, in and out, no good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Vets helping vets, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. For information on your benefits, call Chris North, 937-498-7282. 30-11, Fort Loramie, 150 to go till halftime. 25 feet away, Victoria Mesher, now to Albers. High left, Ava Shoulders. Good post up down inside to Brandewee. Shot it in with the left hand, but a foul before the maneuver. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, baseline left. Redskins were dead set there in posting Avery up.
At that time, Schultes was open once, and they didn't throw it to her. So they're doing a good job of posting inside. That's what they want to do.
Deep right corner three, Skylar Albert, short, no good. Rebound, Ava Schultes, up and good. Ava Schultes on the inside, got the rebound, stuck it through. 32-11, Fort Loramie, 90 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Here's Boston Paul, 25 feet away for Botkins. Goes baseline, cut off by two players. Tries to swirl a pass below the backboard to the opposite corner. And Fort Loramie sticks a hand up and bats it out of bounds. Minute 20 left in the second. Uecker, the playmaker, baseline left for Botkins. Looks for the cutter, throws on top to Boston Paul, now to Camden. Camden Paul's got it, back to Boston. 30 feet out, Carmen Uecker sets a screen, then rolls. Doesn't go to Carmen. She's doubled up. Minute six to go in the half. Botkins baseline drive. Ball thrown opposite corner to Camden Paul. They look for Carmen Uecker. They cannot find her. Here's a shot from the other side of the floor. Blocked by Fort Loramie. Botkins gets it back. There's a black shirt everywhere.
They have blocked 3 3-point shots.
Seems like 8 or 10 black jerseys defending Botkins' five. Post-up move, baseline right. Botkins' player caught it, stepped out of bounds. 42.2 to go in the second quarter. 32-11 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that was Avery Brandewee, another really good defensive play. She plays both ends of the floor.
Uh-huh. Yep, Botkins played well the first few minutes, had a nice start to the second quarter. Good starts to both periods. Fort Loramie's owned the latter 5 minutes of each period in a big way. Long three-pointer, but Riley Heitkamp is no good off the flange. Bushoff on the rebound against Fort Loramie. Steam foul, five on the Redskins. Common, Botkins won't shoot. They'll bring it down with 28.9 remaining. Victoria Mesher steps off the floor for Fort Loramie. Kara Myers checked back in. Here come the white-shirted Botkins Trojans down the floor. White jerseys, black outline to white numbers, some gold trim. Fort Loramie in the road, black top to bottom, red and white trim. Botkins has got it, 12 seconds left in the half. Carmen Uecker, foul line extended left. Throws that inside to Aaliyah Johnson. Tipped away by Fort Loramie. Redskins have it, 6 seconds to go. Quickly, forecourt, straight away, Riley Heitkamp. Left side, Albers for the three ball to end the half. It is rolling off, no good. That's how it ends. Ava Shoulders tried to get the stick back up there. It wouldn't go. And that's how it closes out. Fort Loramie misses a couple to end the second quarter. But Fort Loramie's done a lot right in this half, owning the last 5 minutes of that first quarter play. Strung together 7 made shots in a row to end the first period. Hit the first couple of the second. Unofficially, 9 shots taken in succession. 9 made before Loramie, which owns a 32-11 halftime lead over Botkins. We've got a 2-minute break upcoming in just a few seconds. 2-minute radio break upcoming. Carmen Euchre's offense has been snuffed out here tonight for Botkins by Fort Loramie's amazing D. We knew it would be tough for Carmen to get her shots off, and that has been the case. 2-minute break coming up, 32-11. The Fort Loramie girls lead Botkins here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie girls 32, Botkins 11 at the half. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, Osgood is there. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Redskins lead 32-11 over Botkins at the break, Chuck.
Well, we talked about turnovers, but Botkins turned the ball over 10 times in the first half. Against Loramie, that's not horrible. But they just really couldn't get any offense going. They would run pass, and not get too many shots off. Loramie has a 13-6 rebounding advantage, 4-3 on the offensive boards, 10 turnovers by Botkins, 5 by Fort Loramie. Loramie hit all 4 of their free throws, Botkins 3 of 6. Individual scoring for the Trojans, they were led by Carmen Euchre with 7, Boston Paul hit a three, and Aaliyah Johnson made a free throw. They scored 3 and 8. They have 11 at the half. Loramie led by Ava Schultes with 11. Avery Brandewee with 9. 5 from Colleen Brandewee, 5 from Skylar Alberts, and 2 from Ava Turner. They scored 22 and 10 and lead at 32 to 11 at the half.
Hey, Chuck, the last 5 minutes of the first quarter, best girls basketball we've seen this season.
Well, Brad, that I mean, you look at who they lost. I mean, they lost 2 6'1" stud athletic young ladies last year. Defensively, offensively, just amazing. They lost their point guard. They've had to make some changes, and they haven't missed a beat. And that's two things. That's just the pipeline that Loramie has coming with their girls basketball, and that's the coaching staff that not only we'll see a game this year probably. They come out and they have their real little kids come out, and they do all of these drills and everything. They're doing real basketball drills, and Carla Siegel is out there to let those girls know that she cares about them, and that's why she, besides her knowledge, is just an amazing basketball coach.
Yeah, at the first and second grade level in the Fort Loramie School District for better than 12 years now, those first and second graders have been learning about the fundamental skills. They may not be learning the skills per se, but they're learning about them. Hey, that's the three-point line. That's the foul lane.
You know. And that's what you better do. And you better make sure that these kids coming up know you you care about them and you're there watching their games.
Right. So that's what we mean by pipeline.
Yes.
That's exactly what we mean. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 32, Bodkins 11. That is our report here at the break, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Bodkins. Fort Loramie girls 32, Bodkins 11. We start our third quarter. Thanks to Fort Loramie Game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Up the third quarter starts, much like the first half went. Three-pointer tried by Botkins, deflected after it left the hand by Fort Loramie. Then a quick run out, Colleen Brandewee driving layup good, and Fort Loramie's off and running 34-11. Boston Paul, top of the circle, dropped it. Oh, here come three black shirts, a tie-up, Fort Loramie possession. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Hanna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Post-up move on the inside by Colleen Brandewee for Fort Loramie. She can do it all outside and on the inside.
Yeah, she's just a really good basketball player.
Yep, she's got a mind for offense, well-rounded player. She'll score in the paint below the rim. She'll shoot the three, the pull-up J. 36-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Aaliyah Johnson in the lane for Botkins. Can't get it to go. Rebound Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Avery Brandewee. Left hand no good. Rebound Ava Schultes up and in. 38-11 Fort Loramie.
She is fearless.
As I was saying, Riemann Drywall in Anna. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann Drywall hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, it's Riemann Drywall in Anna. Just a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna, 538-0513. Teams trade turnovers. Botkins possession again. 38-11 Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes, third quarter. Top of the circle with the ball. It is Carmen Euchre, high right, fakes right, goes left, picked up by Ava Schultes. There's a good switch on Carmen, who wants to go baseline, can't do it. Camden Paul, foul line, tries to go down inside, swiped on the play by Ava Schultes. Here's a run out, a drive with the left hand, overshoots it, rebound on the inside by Brandewee, left it short, no good. Taken away by Carmen Euchre for Botkins. She storms down the floor, twists and turns in the lane, pulls it back out. Ball thrown left side for a teammate, out of bounds.
Four turnovers here in the third quarter, and I thought they've gotten maybe one or two shots.
Chuck, in these girls' basketball games that Fort Loramie plays, league, non-league, it's a numbers game. Fort Loramie's just got so much more depth.
Well, look, they're running three at a time, and they lose nothing.
5 minutes and 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Botkins is giving it every single bit of effort. Carmen Euchre just can't find daylight. Here's a right corner jumper. It's a good one. Wow, Boston Paul got a screen and let go a line driver. She triggered it right through. Hit the bottom of the well. Ball kicked in the forecourt by Botkins. 38-14, Botkins trails. But the bulk of Botkins' goals have been three-pointers.
They've got four baskets, three threes, and a two.
5:05 to go, third quarter, 38-14 Fort Loramie. Ava Turner inbounds. And here's Avery Brandewey on the arc straight away. Throws it right side to Ava Turner. Ball high overhead. Ball rotated outside the arc left wing to Colleen. Ball popped up in the air. Turner saves for Fort Loramie. Hemmed in. Timeout by head coach Carla Siegel. 4:46 to go in the third. Fort Loramie girls up 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Our radio station sponsors tonight are Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie on top, 38-14. Redskins possession. Colleen Brandewey ahead of the key. Bounce pass outside the arc on the right.
That's Jaden Rose in the game.
Yep, Jaden Rose, 3-0 on her back. Jaden, a 5'6 sophomore. Here's Brandon. We start to penetrate, then made a late pass cross court. Ava Turner had left her spot, and the ball rolled right to Carla Siegel.
Yeah, that's a turnover that you can't do much about.
One of those chemistry kinds of things that will probably be razor sharp in another month.
Well, then I would have liked to have seen Brandewey turn the corner, take the shot.
Right.
Sometimes they're a little too unselfish.
Yep. A little too much passing. Here is Bodkins penetrating the lane. Melanie Maurer throws to Boston Paul, 30 feet out on the right. Aaliyah Johnson back to the basket, 10 feet away, muscles down inside. Sandwich put on her by two black jerseys, and the ball is punched out by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Victoria Mesher got a nice block down there that time.
She heard it
real strong.
Yep. Another line change for Fort Loramie, 3-on-3 out. Bodkins entering it below the rim to Aaliyah Johnson, and it is immediately swiped by Fort Loramie. And then the young lady for the Redskins, Victoria Mesher, who stole the ball, might have had a heel on the strike.
Yeah, when she stole, that's what the official called.
3:43 left here in the third. Push off before the ball is entered onto the floor. Foul on the Redskins, 3:43 remaining, third quarter, 38-14, in favor of the Fort Loramie girls. The two clubs came in tonight undefeated in Shelby County League play. Fort Loramie had beaten Rushi and Anna, and with a win over Bodkins tonight, three of the chief challengers for Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna, Bodkins, will all have been beaten by the Redskins if they continue to take care of business this evening. Travel call against Bodkins. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're at the Fort Loramie gym. Fort Loramie boys host Anna. Boys action tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. Our first look at the Fort Loramie boys. Skylar Albers open. High right, foul line extended, Jay from 16, little heavy on the shot, rebound down to Euchre for Bodkins. Head fake, into the lane, Dipsy Doo can't get the shot off. Long three, Boston Paul missed it off the flange. What a rebound by Riley Hagkamp, who skied.
fed it to Ava, wide open. Avery, who concludes the play. Avery Randaway.
Run the floor, good things happen.
Wow.
And you're right, what a rebound by Riley.
Uh-huh. That started it, and then it was a real swift 3-on-2 break. 2:41 to go, third quarter, 40-14 Fort Loramie. Bodkins with the ball, top of the circle. Carmen Euchre's got, what, the one made three?
She's got 3 and a 2 and one free throw.
Okay. Two field goals, foul shot, 6 points. Averaging 17, and she's been held in check. Here is a post-up move by Carmen Euchre. Tried to back down Skylar Albers. Double team. Ball stolen down the floor to Avery Brandewey. And went up for a shot. It rolled off her hand to a Bodkins player. 2 minutes left in the third. Bodkins has got it back. Down 40-14. Carmen Euchre 30 feet away. Throws it right side to Melanie Maurer. Straight on. Aaliyah Johnson. Coming out to catch Boston Paul. Here's Euchre. Came off the screen. Swished the shot from 22, but it's wiped out. It was not a proper screen.
No, and the screen is what got her that wide open, too. So that was a good call by the official.
Yep, sure was. Moving screen to Botkin's advantage, nullifying the three-point make by Carmen Euchre. Minute 44 to go in the third quarter. 40-14, Fort Loramie. Here's Kara Meyer, straight on to Colleen Brandewey. Down in the inside, Kara doubled, throws to Ava, foul line. She's pinched by two defenders, gives it up. 25 feet away, Colleen Brandewey, a minute 23 to go here in the third quarter.
Allison Schmidtmeyer's checked in now. This is her first action of the night.
Allison, a 5'8 senior. Open player, left flank, Fort Loramie, shot, missed. Colleen Brandewey couldn't get it to go, hit the heel. Rebound, Botkins knocked away by Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back. Riley Heitkamp, right side, Ava Schultes. A minute to go in the third. 40-14, Fort Loramie. Here's the ball thrown by Schmidtmeyer down in the inside. Shot up, no good, rolled off the rim. Kara couldn't finish. Tie up, jump ball, arrow favors Botkins. 49.9 left in the third quarter. Redskins 40, Trojans 14. Next opponent for Rushi is, or I should say for Botkins, is at Rushi on Saturday. Rushi entertains Botkins on Saturday afternoon. Fort Loramie travels to Minster. We'll have that game for you on scoresbroadcast.com at about 1 o'clock. Last we heard, Minster girls led New Bremen's girls by 5 at the half. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Botkins on a weave, nearly a travel. Baseline left, lot of traffic, cluster of players. Fumbled, went out of bounds, off Botkins. Boy, you tend to want to dribble your way out of trouble against this Fort Loramie defense, and that's a no-no.
Yeah, you can't. But you put the ball on the floor, you're in trouble.
Botkins had a good start to the game, but Fort Loramie's owned it pretty much since. Long three-point try by Brandewey. He is a little strong, hefty, off the back brace. Rebound down to Euchre. Euchre spinning into the lane. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Three-point shot, Camden Paul. Backboard, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie, third quarter finishes. Redskins 40, Trojans 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Well, the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike and Jackson Center does it all. And Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is now available for $32. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Missed shot before Loramie to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're not, after they had that nice run of 8 in a row, they've not shot the ball really well.
You're right. Yep. Shooting has been off for Fort Loramie the last quarter and a half since late second period. Botkins, a lot of dribbling. Open player, though. Baseline left. Aaliyah Johnson missed it. That's a shot Aaliyah would probably make 75% of the time. That time it didn't go down. Shoulders in the post for Fort Loramie. Defender on her back.
My kind of game. That's the third foul, team foul in the second half.
Right. Two on Botkins, one on Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp inbounding below the rim for the Fort Loramie girls. Good catch and spin by Avery Brandewee. Wow.
I'll tell you what, that was a great move, but what a pass by Heitkamp to get the ball to her.
Yep. Riley threw a mix of players down below the rim, got the pass right on Avery's left hand. She cradled it and made a backward move to the rim and put it through off the backboard. Quick miss, but Botkins, baseline J, Fort Loramie, rattles in and out. Ava Turner, stick back up and in. Good follow to the rim by Schultes of Fort Loramie.
She uses her left hand as well as any basketball player that I've seen in high school.
How many points for Ava? Dynamite game.
She's got 15.
And Fort
13 by Brandewee, Avery Brandewee.
Fort Loramie girls sag back into a zone, treating Botkins' offense to a zone look at the moment. 44-14, Fort Loramie, 6:19 to go here in the fourth and final period. Here's Euchre outside the arc on the left. She's made two buckets in this game, Chuck. Probably tried, what, four shots maybe?
She hasn't gotten a lot of shots off, but that happens a lot against Loramie.
That's how well this Fort Loramie defense has blanketed Botkins here tonight. 6:10 to go, timeout called. 30-point lead, Fort Loramie girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Say, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and also a favorite of those from towns all around. We are Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Myers Tavern. Phone ahead for your carryout. 693-8271, 937-693-8271. Superb food at Myers Tavern. Place your carryout now from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better.
I just ate 2 days of hospital food. That sounds really good.
Well, you could have just had a couple of days of steak at the hospital. And Myers would still sound good.
Yeah, well, they didn't have steak, trust me.
Okay. Imitation. Imitation. Foul Fort Loramie. And Leah Johnson toes the line for Botkin, swishes the first, second one short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which is up 44-15 with 5:52 to go in this game. Foul line maneuver, Avery Brandewey gave it up to a teammate, Victoria Mesher, overshot from 15, rebound down to Botkins. Carmen Euchers got it 25 feet away. Now the ball is thrown to Mulaney Maurer, straight on, it's Johnson, looks for the cutting Euchre. Euchre pops out and catches. Carmen Euchre being checked right now by Colleen Brandewey. Carmen gave it up, got it back. There's Colleen on her like glue. Camden Paul, long 28-footer, skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, foul in backcourt. Over the shoulder against Botkins with 5:06 left here in the fourth, 44-15 in favor of Fort Loramie.
You know, you talked about how they're making it so Euchre can't even get a shot off.
Uh-uh.
Ask Riley Sagister how well they play defense on a scorer.
Yep. And when you play Fort Loramie, if you're the leading scorer on the team, it's like you're trying to perform in a closet all
yeah,
night long.
You draw a little bit of help.
Yeah, you've got a wall on four sides. Turnover down to the right before Loramie, and then Botkins pitches it to the left out of bounds. 4:44 to go. Clock stopped. 44-15 in favor of Fort Loramie.
They had 22 at the end of the first quarter, and they scored 22 cents.
Yeah, it's a scoring pace for the Redskins has slowed down against Anna. Fort Loramie had a really good first half.
Yep.
Fort Loramie sloppier in the second. Overplay near side. Camden Paul nearly stole it. And I tell you, that's what Carla Siegel will address. You know, the second halves of the Anna game, the game here tonight, not so much. First halves of the Anna game and the game here tonight against Botkins, very good. Botkins has had some good three-point shooting at times. Here's Riley Heitkamp, 25-footer, did everything but go in. It rattled and rattled, shook the backboard, and eventually it caromed out.
Yeah, no, that was tough shooting right there.
Tie up on the rebound, Botkins possession, Riley to the sideline, gets a big handshake from head coach Carlos Siegel. Let's check these two lineups right now on the floor. Help me a little bit, Chuck,
okay,
for Botkins.
Botkins. We've got Boston Paul.
Mulaney Maurer.
Yep. We've got Carmen Euchre. Johnson's out of the game.
Yes, she is.
11. Who's 11? Kennedy
yes.
Dosek.
Junior Kennedy Dosek is in for Botkins.
And then Camden Paul is the fifth.
Right. Here's a dive into the lane. Jump shot, Botkins, foul. Delaney Maurer was chopped up on the arm as she floated that one toward the rim. Foul against Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls have on the floor right now Jaden Rose, Skylar Albers. Along the lane, nearest the basket, you get the two ninth graders, Avery and Victoria. Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher.
Yep.
And the fifth Redskin out there, is it Ava Turner?
Ava's out there. Yep.
Okay.
Ava and Albers.
That's five.
That's all they're allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. Free throw line here for Botkins.
Made one.
One of
one.
Two made by Mulaney Maurer, and it's 44-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Long three-pointer right flank of the floor by Skylar Albers, high off the back iron. And a pushing foul on the rebound against Fort Loramie. Botkins will bring it down. Trojans will have the ball, trailing with 28. Again, Botkins is at Rushi on Saturday. Fort Loramie plays at Minster on Saturday in girls' hoops. We've got that game covered for you, as well as the Fort Loramie boys tomorrow night hosting Anna. Now, those were a couple of good games last year.
Wow.
Here's a nice drive, short shot, five-footer. Carmen Euchre hung on the rim, hung and hung some more, and then kerplunk, it fell through.
When we looked out there, there was at least three sets of arms, hands around her when she got that shot up.
Yep.
That's a scorer.
Yeah, I saw six elbows around Carmen Euchre.
And all she saw was the rim, so good for her.
And she made the six-footer anyway, 44-18 in favor of Fort Loramie, 3:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville. You heard me right, 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yingst to see him at his new Greenville location. Call Darren, 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984 for the new Pro Hardware in Greenville. Another fine goal by Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, with her left hand.
I love
there.
It. Love
She's
it.
Got 15.
She's about as good with the left as she is the right.
She and Schultes put on a show.
In fact, I'm going to ask Avery next time I see her, you're left-handed, right? And she'll say, no. I'm right-handed left.
She's ambidextrous.
Yep. 46-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into the post. It is Mesher leaning in. Seven-footer. Got it. Over the front of the iron, right down through. Ninth grader Victoria Mesher puts it up and home for Fort Loramie, which is on top 48-18. 2:18 to go in the fourth.
That assist was by Aubrey Baker. Well, I mentioned that because it was a really nice pass.
Aubrey Baker on the floor for the Fort Loramie girls. She is a senior. Another change out there on the floor at the moment. Is that Schmidtmeyer back in for the Fort Loramie girls? No, Olivia Mesher's on the
floor.
Yeah,
Olivia Mesher just came in. Schmidtmeyer is out there.
Yes, she is. Olivia Mesher, junior. Allison Schmidtmeyer, a senior. Redskins have the ball to her right. 2 minutes to go. Bad pass. Intercepted by Botkins. 2-on-3 break. The trailer is hit for a 15-foot shot. No good off the back of the ring. It's kicked out of bounds. That shot was pumped up there by Kylie Mack, a sophomore. It hit the back iron and was poked out by Fort Loramie. Botkins will play it in. Botkins ball. Checking our computer screen, Chuck. Are we where we should be? There we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Our transfer rate is just fine. You ought to be hearing us just right tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com online and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM on the radio. 90 seconds to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie in front 48-18. Botkins whistling the ball around the top of the circle. It goes into the lane. Shot put up on the play by Kennedy Dosek. Bounds off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Jaden Rose between the circles. Goes right wing to Olivia Mesher. Back out to Jaden. Minute left in the game. 30-point lead Fort Loramie. Foul line, running one-hander. Not sure who took that shot, Chuck.
That was Baker.
Missed the number on the back. Yep, Aubrey Baker hit the rim and bounced away to Botkins. 50 seconds to go here in the fourth. Dribble drive in the lane, nearly a walk. That was a good no call by the officials.
Yeah, at this point.
Yes. At this stage in the contest, let it go.
I like these old school socks on Olivia Mesher. Out there with the old knee socks on. Yeah. That's the old.
Yeah, Olivia does have the old school socks on. I like them. I like them. 26 seconds to go. Botkins running its offense. Right corner, top of the key. Travel call against the Trojans with 22 seconds to go. As I was mentioning, Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. At your local Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center in Greenville, get 20% off DeWalt power tools through the middle of the month, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Here's a nice left-handed turnaround shot in the lane. Up and good by Victoria Mesher. Wow, was that smooth.
What a move.
5 seconds left. Botkins chucks it from 40. No good. And that does it. We'll have a two-minute break upcoming, in about 30 seconds. 50-18, Fort Loramie wins it. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, a new location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. We are going to take a two-minute radio station break. 50-18 Fort Loramie over the Botkins girls tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's victorioushealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Once again, Jack Kramer. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Chuck McBee alongside here at Botkins. Fort Loramie girls 50. Botkins Trojans 18. It was a big late first quarter, fine second quarter, which enabled Fort Loramie to put distance between it and Botkins. And the Redskins rolled to victory. Botkins shot it pretty well from behind the arc in spurts tonight. But Carmen Euchre was handcuffed and Fort Loramie's defense, as usual, was super here this evening. We've told you about one Anna sponsor, Riemann Drywall, at length. We talked about Riemann a quarter ago. Stephen Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts, servicing, repairing, selling, installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, offering complete plumbing and electrical work as well. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, started Stephen Ted's in 2002, quickly building a good reputation for quality products and affordable prices. And we will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible financing at Stephen Ted's, 83 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Stephen Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Stephen Ted's in Anna. Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight with us for each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. In addition, thanks to Riemann Drywall in Anna, Myers Tavern in Botkins, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, and Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and Greenville. big winner tonight, Fort Loramie. Great second quarter. Finished the first half, making seven in a row. I think opened up the second half, hitting the first couple. Head coach Carlos Siegel, I'm sure, not overly pleased with the second half as a whole. Botkin shot the three ball fairly well in spurts. Carmen Euchre just got tied up in knots by Fort Loramie's defense.
Well, she couldn't get in the lane. I mean, that's one of her strengths, is to go ahead and get into the lane and then be able to step out, and she could not get a shot off in there. They jumped out 22-3 at the end of the first quarter,
yep.
And that was pretty much the end of the game. Loramie had a 28-16 rebounding advantage, 10-4 on the offensive boards, 20 turnovers by the Trojans, only 8 by Fort Loramie. With 3 in the second half. Individual scoring for Botkins. Carmen Euchre had 9. They got 6 from Boston Paul on a couple of threes. They got 2 from Aaliyah Johnson, and Melanie Maurer scored a free throw. 18 for the game. My Clancy's player of the game is Carmen Euchre for Botkins on the other side. 15 points for Ava Schultes. 15 points for Avery Brandewey. They got 9 from Colleen Brandewey. They got 5 from Skylar Albers. 4 from Victoria Mesher. 2 from Ava Turner. And my Clancy's players of the game for Loramie are Ava Schultes and Avery Brandewey.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. Our next broadcast tomorrow night from the Fort Loramie Gym. Anna Boys play the Fort Loramie Redskins. Should be a good game. Both contests were exciting last year. A lot of scoring, up and down action. Fort Loramie hosting Anna tomorrow night. Airtime approximately 7 online and on radio on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on Route 25A north of Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started without the help from LaCal, way back in 2006 and 7. Thank you, LaCal, oh so much. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors tonight, TC Sports in Sydney, Best One Tire, Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, and Emerson Wagner Realty. Saturday, 2 games for you, 1 o'clock, Fort Loramie girls at Minster. Saturday night, it should be quite a battle as well. Fort Loramie boys entertain New Bremen. For our radio audience, for our online audience, for Derek, our board operator at the Sydney radio station, for Chuck McBee alongside, Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Botkins, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated the Botkins Trojans by a final score of 50-18.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.